everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here at the NACUSO 2018 NACUSO Network Conference in Anaheim, California, a.k.a. Disneyland.
Yes.
With Callahan's very own Jay Johnson.
How are you? Happiest
place on earth.
It is. Yes. And it's pretty happy in here, too.
It
you know?
Is.
Have you noticed?
It's been a great conference. A lot of interaction. Yeah. It's a very unique conference, I think, in the industry.
I agree. I've been talking to a lot of people here, and there's kind of an entrepreneurial spirit here. You know, it's really kind of refreshing to see, and the energy here is really cool.
Yes, agreed. That's what it's about. It's about connecting entrepreneurs and getting those ideas and starting something.
Exactly, which is the CUSO way. And you guys, and we're talking about CUSO of the Year Committee, and you said you were chair that committee, right?
Yes, I've been had the fortune of being able to do that the last probably 5 years or so.
Right.
It's the CUSO Collaboration and Innovation Award, and this is something that CUSO has done for a number of years, and certainly the biggest CUSOs, the names you think of, the co-ops, PSCUs, CU Directs, perfect. All of them have received it in the past. So certainly those that receive it go on to do good and great things.
Yeah.
So, it's always a fun process because from my perspective, just being on the committee, you get to hear about the range of things some of these CUSOs are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And CUSOs can self-nominate. Sometimes other people nominate them. But there's an interview process. And the committee goes through that. The committee each year is a mix of credit union executives and CUSO executives. And we really try and find who's really living that idea of collaboration, who's creating some breakthrough ideas, and then ultimately, are they delivering on that? So it's a fun process.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you guys look for in kind of a winning candidate?
Right. So there's five criteria we look at, but it revolves around thought leadership. We talk about governance and organizational design because, you know, as you know, the CUSO model can be so varied. So how do you make that work? We look at what are the results that are happening? Are you really delivering value, delivering impact? And so that's really what it's all about. And again, it ties to NACUSO's mission, which is all about innovation, collaboration, and that's the award tries to recognize that.
And so the winners this year, I'll let you have the honor of letting everyone know who the winners. We've already had them on.
Yes,
but
yeah,
I'll let you announce it though, because we haven't posted them yet. But
we've
talked to them, so I'll let you have the honor to say who won.
Sure. So what we award is actually two awards. One is for a new CUSO of the year. Mm-hmm. Which are CUSOs that have been in business for less than 5 years.
Okay.
And then we have the CUSO of the Year Award, which are for those with a longer history. Mm-hmm. So the new CUSO of the Year Award went to OnApproach, who, of course, many know. Great just way of really trying to bring analytics to the industry. Very much a collaborative effort. They are working with about 50 credit unions today. And it really is all about share the data, share the learning, share the insights, and let's see how we can all learn together because a lot of credit unions are trying to figure this out. There's a lot of value there in that shared learning.
Yeah, I think that that client total is probably going to double by the time
right.
by next week
because right.
they're very popular right now.
Yes,
so they have
yes.
a lot of good information.
That's right.
So who was the other winner?
And then the CUSO of the year was the Servion Group.
Oh.
And they are a group that came out of Minnesota, and they've got about a 30-year history, and started as a mortgage servicing company. Started with three credit unions. Today they have over 50 credit union owners. They serve about 350 credit unions. They do mortgage. They do commercial lending. They do have a title company. Do realty services. So they've really grown and evolved the business. And I think just like with OnApproach, these companies, the idea of collaboration, they really do constantly incorporate that feedback, hearing what are the needs of credit unions, how can we keep pushing forward to deliver value. So like I said, it's always exciting and fun to just go through these interviews and hear what's happening out there.
Is another one of your requirements that the CUSO has to be from Minnesota? Because OnApproach is
right,
from Minnesota
too. Right, that's true too. Yeah, it's Minnesota's year. They had the Super Bowl. I don't know.
What's going on? Now they have 3 feet of snow still.
Yes, that's right. The airport shut down, but besides that.
But hey, they got CUSO winners.
Yes,
why not?
Yes.
So what's the timeline to enter again? When can they do what, 2019, I
right,
guess?
2019, yes. So people have to mark their calendars, maybe put a reminder.
Sure.
Generally, we start the process February. So for those of you who go to GAC, that's a good time. Okay. If that kind of comes on your radar, that's usually when we start the process. Okay. The nominees come in, and then we usually do the interviews sometime in March. Mm-hmm. And you know, everything is revealed here at the conference, which is next April. Yeah. In San Diego.
So. This is exciting stuff. Really exciting stuff. So,
it is.
Oh my gosh! Anything else to add to that? Anything? What's going on at Callahan these days besides generating tons of really cool content?
Yeah, well, Callahan's is doing great. We keep working on the way we kind of think about it. Our kind of core business, all of our analytics tools that we continue to build to help credit unions kind of understand their performance. Mm-hmm. And the market impact. Keep trying to evolve that as best we can. And then we keep trying to explore some new areas, too. We're doing a lot around executive team development, working with the executive teams, and trying to create, keep credit unions thinking forward. Because as we know, and as you can see at a conference like this, things continue to change so quickly. So how can you prepare and respond?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, great message to end on. Jay, thank you so much, as always, for taking time
You're
out
welcome,
of your busy
Mike.
Schedule. Keep up the good work there.
Will
and,
do.
And we'll see you at the next one, all right?
Sounds good, Mike.
All right.